Is one of your goals for this year to double your revenue from the previous year? Well, in today's video, I'll be showing you strategies, breaking down the exact steps, the secret tools we use, and some insider tips that will not only double your revenue from last year, but skyrocket your business in unimaginable ways. If you're new here, hi, I'm Kurt from OneBase Media, and I'm here to help you get more leads for your trades business using online marketing. So if you don't want to miss any videos, join our community and hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. Firstly, ask yourself, what revenue target am I aiming for in 2024? To help you with this, we've developed a spreadsheet tool and I've put the link to this in the video description. So say you made £250,000 last year and you want to double that to £500,000. This tool will help you calculate how much your marketing budget should be each month to hit that goal. Let's say your average cost per job is £1,000. Your conversion rate is 50% and it costs you £60 for each lead. In this instance, you need to spend around £5,000 a month to hit that £500,000 goal. The tool is very simple to use. All you need to do is put in your figures and you can find out how much you'll need to spend to double your revenue from last year. Now, I'm going to show you the main places you need to rank when someone searches for your services on Google to hit your revenue targets. So for example, let's search for roofer in London. First up, you'll see local service ads. This is a pay-per-lead service that Google offers. You have to submit all of your paperwork and once you're approved, your business gets listed over here and the leads start flowing in. Below this are Google Ads. These are the main sponsored Google Ads. You can see ads from Pimlico Plumbers and London Roofing. You want your business to show up here as well. Next, you can see the Find Results On section. You want your business to show up when someone clicks on any of these directories like Checkatrade and TrustTrader. Below that is the Google Map Pack. To rank up here, you need to have a Google business profile. Google Map Pack is a gold mine for leads, so you'll definitely want your business to rank here. Next is the local directories, and below that is the natural or organic listing. So that's a quick breakdown of how the first page looks, and in today's video, I'll show you step by step how you can dominate the first page entirely. So first up is local service ads or Google Guarantee. To get listed on this section, type in Google Guarantee and click on the first link. You can click on the Get Started button or call on the number above and they will talk you through the whole setup process. To get listed, you need to be a registered company. You need to submit the required documents like insurance, etc. And lastly, you need to have at least 5 reviews on your Google business profile. One thing to keep in mind is that you need to respond to all the inquiries and leads that Google sends you. If you stop responding, Google will see you as unreliable and remove your business from the listing. Local service ads are not for all industries. So to check if your business can be listed, just Google categories for Google local service ads, and then Google will show all the eligible industries. If you fall under any of these industries, then take advantage of this platform. Call the number and get listed with local service ads. Second, you want to run Google Ads. Google Ads can be massively profitable if done right. Here's an overview of our roofing clients. And as you can see, they've spent close to £1,500. Their cost per conversion is around £38 and they've got 38 leads from 297 people clicking on their ads. This client on average is completing 4 to 5 full roof insulation projects. So to set up Google Ads, all you need to do is search for Google Ads and click through to the Google Ads link. After that, just click on Start Now or call the given number that they will help you set up your ads account. Once your account is set up, you need to select the keywords you want to be found for, set up a budget and build a landing page. Here, I want to quickly show you the difference between a landing page and a website and you'll see why landing pages are great for ads while websites are really good for organic listings. So Google Garden Rooms Essex. You'll see Garden Rooms 365. This is our client. They show up number one in Google Ads, in the Google Map Pack and in the organic listing. Let's take a closer look at their website. Now there are lots of different tabs and in each tab there are a lot of different categories. This type of website is really good for SEO and to be found on the first page of Google, but not good for ads as all of this information is too distracting. Now here's a landing page we built for the same company. Do you see the difference? The message is very clear and the layout is simple. We've got the contact number right on the top for the leads to call. Below that, we have our offer, free underfloor heating with any new garden room purchase. And on the right-hand side, we have a contact form for our leads to fill out. If we scroll down, there are a bunch of photos of the garden rooms completed. We also have a nice video of the potential customers to watch. And below that, testimonials and reviews, which build trust and credibility. So you need a simple landing page when it comes to Google Ads, and you need a show-stopping, information-packed website when it comes to SEO. Third is the Find Results On section. So let's again take the example of roofers in London. You can see in the Find Results On section, there are all of these big directories. When we click on Checkatrade, you can see a lot of roofing companies in London are listed here. So you'll want your business to show up on top whenever someone clicks through on here too. Now, this is just one directory. You want to get listed on all the directories in the Find Result On section. The fourth place where you need to rank is Google Map Pack. This is arguably the best free tool that Google provides for a local business. It is a literal gold mine for leads. Let's take our client Garden Rooms 365 again. Our client is ranking number one on the Google Map Pack. To rank on top, we have fully optimized our client's listing. We have more reviews than our competitors. We have 49 reviews, while the other listings have 5 and 11 reviews. We've also uploaded 192 good quality and highly aesthetic photos for our client. And when we have a look at our competitors, they only have 52 photos. So to rank on top, you need to have more reviews and more photos than your competitors. We've also added all our services as products. This gives more data to Google and helps us in ranking higher. Now the fifth place you want to rank is the organic or natural listing. When we type Garden Rooms Essex, our client's website is the first one on the natural listing. So let me give you a breakdown of how we achieved this. When we take a closer look at their website, there are a lot of tabs in the navigation bar. This is because we want to have all the different keyword variations that people might be searching for on our website. Remember though, don't just spam keywords. You have to strategically place them so that they make sense. If you just spam keywords all across your website, then Google will penalize you, which will negatively impact your ranking. To find different keyword variations, we use a tool called SEMrush. Go to SEMrush and type in Garden Rooms Essex. There are 320 searches per month for this keyword, and down below you can see there are 62 different keyword variations. We want to rank for the most searched keyword variations, so if we click on Bespoke Garden Rooms Essex, you'll see we are again number one on Google for this keyword. To achieve something similar, you'll need to optimize your website for all the different keyword variations. The next step is to write blog posts for your website. Again, SEMrush will show you all the questions that people ask on Google. If we go to our blog section, you can see we've written blog posts answering all the frequently asked questions. These blogs act like an inbound lead magnet for our clients. As people search for answers to their questions, our blogs appear. They read through them, find value, and often reach out to inquire about the services. If you do not have time to write the blog post yourself or hire someone, you can use ChatGPT. You'll still need to proofread the blog, which ChatGPT will generate for you, and edit bits and pieces to give it a human touch. Don't just copy and paste the entire blog without editing it first. We do not recommend that at all. When you're doing local SEO, you want to rank for the main county, which is Essex in this case. But you'll also want to rank in all the towns and areas within the Essex County where you provide your services. For example, we have a landing page optimized around Romford. Whenever someone searches for Garden Rooms Romford, this page pops up. So find out all the local towns and areas in your county and start building a landing page for each of them. It almost goes without saying, but you also have to make sure that your website is built for conversions. As you can see, we have all the contact information displayed for potential clients. Phone numbers and email address are right at the top. We've also made this website interactive. So if a potential client wants to build their garden room, they can click through here and select what kind of garden room they want. And the final thing you need to do is set up your social media profiles and link them to your website. So whenever a potential client clicks through to your social media, they can see your recent posts. We recommend you have at least one social media account and post before and after photos and videos of your work regularly. This will add an element of social proof and build up your credibility. And there we go. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe and also leave a comment in the comment section. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.